basically, what this file does is it turns you into a human mannequin each and every time you hear the trigger phrase, and you'll remain that way until someone reverts you back to normal. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself, and if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought. You just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed as you listen to my voice and obey and relax. Now, I want you to imagine something. I want you to feel it. I want you to feel yourself beginning to transform into a plastic mannequin. You know the type of thing. You've seen them in storefronts everywhere else. Their face frozen into a single particular view. Just simply frozen and staring. Each limb hinged so that it can move, but very stiff so that it doesn't simply flop about. Frozen in a single position to show off or sell whatever it is that they want to sell in the store. That's right. You can imagine it. Go ahead. Picture it. Picture your skin becoming human. Just simply seamless plastic with little joints where things may be rotated or changed. Little things so that it may be moved or adjusted. Yes, that's right. Imagine that. Imagine every inch of your body turning into that solid plastic. Everything frozen in place. Obviously, you couldn't move or speak because a mannequin can't move or speak. In fact, its facial expression is locked in place. In fact, it is locked in place. A mannequin has no muscles to move itself. It has to be manipulated by someone else. Yes, that's right. It can be moved by someone else. You can imagine being that mannequin. That's right. Your face locked in place. Your body locked in place. Imagine it. Imagine that happening to you each and every time you hear a specific phrase. When the phrase is said, you just simply immediately freeze in the first available pose. You'll take a moment, pose yourself ever so slightly, and freeze like that. And you'll remain like that until they untrigger you. until they return you back to the way you were before they triggered you. Yes, that's right. You can imagine it. Being triggered to become a human mannequin. Being triggered to become a human mannequin and remaining that way until they say the words, revert to normal, at which point in time the plastic will disappear, your skin will return to the way it was, and you will be able to move again. But until that time, imagine it, your fingers locked into place, your arms locked into a position, your shoulders, your face, your body, your legs, even your feet, everything locked into a position because you were a mannequin that could not move, could not speak, could not react in any way, shape, or form. Remember, mannequins have no real feelings, per se. However, because you were a human mannequin, you would still sense to some degree. You really wouldn't feel any great degree of pain or anything else, but you would feel a special warmth whenever the warm, fleshy hands of a person ran over your body. It would give you a special warmth. Not a sexual warmth. After all, mannequins don't have sex organs. Yes, that's right. You know it. A mannequin does not have any sexual organs whatsoever. Just a hard lump of plastic where they would be. Oh, a mannequin may have breasts, but they really aren't sexual. They're just there, frozen in place, just like the rest of the mannequin. Yes, from now on, whenever you hear the words, human mannequin time for you, you will instantly pose yourself and freeze in place, locked there, trapped inside a human mannequin. The only thing that you will still have an awareness of are your ears and your eyes, your body only being able to feel when it's being touched, your eyes still able to see, your ears still able to hear, but beyond that, no control whatsoever. Yes, you will still breathe. That has to happen, and it happens automatically. It's just simply a part of you. And your eyes will still blink, but they will stare. They will stare out, your face locked into one expression, not really moving, except as it may have to keep you from being in any real pain. Your body not moving, except for the same reasons, to keep you from suffering cramps or other pain. But these will just be small little shifts that will happen. Beyond that, you will be completely and utterly frozen in place. You will have no ability to move on your own. None whatsoever. None, unless a human comes over, touches you, and poses you. And when they do, it will send a nice, warm wave of pleasure through you, because their fingers will feel so warm against your cold, plastic skin. They will be able to move you, even place you in front of a mirror, and all you will ever see is a cold, lifeless mannequin, unable to move or do anything on its own. And you will remain that way. You will remain that way until someone says, revert to normal. That is how it's going to be. That is how it is going to be from now on. Imagine yourself a cold plastic mannequin held in one place, posed and moved by others, completely helpless while they do whatever they desire, until you hear the phrase, revert to normal, at which point the plastic will dissolve away and you will once again be a being of flesh and blood, But the moment you hear the trigger phrase, human mannequin time for you, you will freeze, held that way once again until you are reverted. That is simply the way it is. That is the way it's going to be for you from now on. You will come back to this file, listening to it until it works for you perfectly, each and every time you listen to it. Each and every time you hear the trigger phrase, it will work perfectly. And each and every time you listen to this file, it will sink in a little more deeply until every single time the trigger is said, it works to perfection and you become a human mannequin. That is how it is going to be from now on. And now it is time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoy.